Good morning.
Today's daf is daf Chof Tes. We've gotten pretty much into it because we just finished going through the two shitot of the basis of Chazaka, both the limud from Shor HaMuad, which was Alibud Rabbi Ishmael, and he made it dependent on triggering events rather than on actual time. And then we had Alibud Rabbanan, who hold it is dependent in time and not in events. We had an analysis of the Svara of Chazaka, in which basically we were trying to balance the fact that both people were acting in ways inconsistent with real ba'alut. One of them, who's currently in the field or the house, does not have a contract, which is disturbing. The other one, who claims that he is the ba'alim and has a previous contract, he said nothing about the fact that someone else was using his rishus for 3 years, which is disturbing. And so, under those circumstances, we don't expect a person to hold on to his contract unless there was a mecha'a, unless there was a protest about his usage, in which case he would hold on to it 3 years from the protest. Now, Rav Huna today wants to discuss that time, whether we're talking about consecutive years, are we talking about complete years, how much usage has to go into that. And that is today's Gemara, and it's above one-third of the way up. It's actually about three, four lines down from the bottom of the page. From the middle of the page. Om Rav Huna. Shalosha nim sha'amru, hu sha'achlan ritzufot. We're saying 3 years, but when we say 3 years, we mean 3 years consecutively. You can't have 3 years over the course of 5 or 6 years. Says the Gemara, I should hope so. I know how to read the Mishnah too. Maika Mashma, what's the Chiddush? Tanina. The Mishnah says, Beferush, Cheskatan Shalosh Shanim Miyom Leyom. The Chazaka is from 1 day, 3 years, day by day, which sounds like 3 full years of day. So why does Rav Huna have to say it? Ah, says the Gemara, because it hadn't been for Rav Huna. Mao de Tema, Miyom Leyom, does not mean that you need to have the years being consecutive. All it means is La Fuke Mekutaot. You cannot have part years, so it has to be a year Miyom Leyom. But those years themselves might be La Olama Filu Mefuzarot. So if I spread now the 3 years over a period of 6 years, and each year itself was from Yom Leyom, from day to day, so then that may well be 3 years over 6 years of a complete 365 days or the lunar year of occupancy. So Kamashman, therefore, Rav Huna tells us that no, the day to day actually means more than that. It means not only do the 3 years have to be full and not Mekutav, it also means they have to be from beginning to end, Miyom Leyom, without time in between. Rav Chama, nonetheless, says Rav Chama, this is not magic that it's dependent on 3 necessarily consecutive years. It's dependent on 3 years of usage, because the point is, if the person isn't there for 1 year in the middle, so then obviously the owner who brings his contract can say, well, why did you expect me to be mocha? I mean, I came back and I saw the guy had moved out, so obviously he wasn't trying to be a baalim. And then when he came back in, I figured he's doing another hit-and-run job and he's going to move out soon, which is exactly what he did. So that's exactly why I wasn't mocha. That is the logic. It's not like that there needs to be some type of special shear that the Rabbanon were koveya. Therefore, in cases where that logic would not apply, such as, for instance, in an atre de muvre bagi, in a whole area, in a valley, where everybody leaves their fields unused every other year, and they do that in order to increase the yield of the field, and this is better, obviously, than just simply using it until the nutrients are completely depleted, so then the standard usage would be a usage that would be every other year. As a matter of fact, what's interesting is that in that case, and we're going to talk about this in a moment, in that case, if the guy had used the field for 3 years instead of leaving it empty every other year, it would be looked as if he's doing a hit-and-run job. Because, I mean, everybody else, a standard farmer, would never have done a thing like that. So it's like he's trying to get what he can before he's caught. So if anything, it would undermine his taina to a chazaka. And therefore, in such a place, of course, Rav Huna would be made. So I was thinking, well, of course Rav Huna would be made. I mean, then it's pshita. Because then, if he's not doing what the owner would do, so then, my goodness, if anything, he's showing that he's not the owner, no? Elamaisa. remember that even though the standard use is to use it and then to leave it empty, but leaving it empty is certainly not the equivalent of use to be counted towards his chazaka. He does need 3 years in which he's using the field, and in this case, the 3 years would have to come over a period of 6 years. But in any event, it is pshita, asks the Gemara. Says the Gemara, well, yes, the case that I told you a moment ago is pshita, because I was talking about a case where everybody does it that way, and therefore by not doing that way, you're undermining your chazaka. But the chiddush of Reb Chama is in a case, lotzricha, the ikad amovar v'ikad alomovar. Basically, you're in an area where not everybody leaves the fields fallow. Some actually plant every single year. And this guy, Igavra Movra, and right around him, the local fields, the other people were leaving the fields unfarmed during the alternate years. So he did too. Now, Mao de Tema, my Kiddush is like this, that you might have thought that the original owner who has the shtar can say to the person who's currently in there, look, if you really wanted this to be established as yours, so imita de didach havalei, imaylach lamizra, you shouldn't have farmed it in a way that allows somebody to think that you're not the owner. Being as there are people who would use it every year, if you were in the first years of your ownership and you're trying to establish that ownership, it makes sense that you would have planted it, and therefore, because you weren't there, I figured you weren't even trying to establish ownership. Kamash Malan, so therefore, says Reb Chana, that's what I'm coming to tell you. The Omar Lay, that Afal Pikein, the guy who is currently ostensibly squatting, according to the person who has the shtar from before, he can say, no, look, Chana Arabakule Bagalo Matsinali Nata. It's not a good taina, because since the people around me are not planting their field, that would mean that I would have to do the shmirah on the field all on my own, because nobody around me would be interested in joining up, since they don't have anything growing in their fields. And you know what? It's even worse than that. This would be the worst possible year not to have good shmirah, because since they're not planting the fields around me, so then the field becomes basically grazing ground. And if it's grazing ground, that means they're going to have animals all over the place. We're going to walk right into my field, and they're going to destroy it. And therefore, it may no sense for me to try to farm this field every single year and do something that wasn't what my immediate neighbors were doing. The Inami, or you know what, it could be that he could even say, I'm a chuyev to establish my ownership according to your tzrachim. I'm a good farmer. This is the way that I like to farm. I like to leave the field unused every other year. The avda tve, it's an investment for the future. And this field, even if the people around me were actually paying for the shamer, I didn't want to do that because I wanted to farm organically, correctly, and therefore I left it this way. That way I'm going to have more produce. So now the Gemara wants to ask from the Mishnah against Rav Huna's psak that you have to have Shalosh Shanim consecutively. And not only that, but it has to be without any kind of break. Because if the guy comes back and finds that you're not there, so he can say that that's exactly why he didn't lodge a protest. There was no mechah. Because that does not seem to add up as the sheet of our mission. Remember that the Mishnah begins with Cheskat Habatim. Now, if a bayit over there, if I'm going to bring a raya that there was a chazaka for 3 years, I mean, what kind of raya am I going to be able to bring? The only way I'm going to be able to bring Eidim is to be a mama yadi belayla lo yadi. I'm not going to find people who are going to say, well, we walked into the bedrooms at night, and we know that there was people there and they slept there at night. I mean, and yet you're saying that there's no way for me to get a chazaka unless I can show that I was there every single minute, miyom liyom. So how about if the original guy says, well, I don't know, I came at night, nobody was there, and that's exactly why I didn't make a mecha'ah. So if it wouldn't be that Rav Huna claimed that we really need to worry about if he comes in and finds a day that you're not there, so then okay. I could have said that all I need to show is that you use it during the day. But Lamaisa, now that you're talking about it, And then enachinami, then it might mean a day, meaning 6 years, because only using it in the day over 6 years is the equivalent of 3 years at night. But if according to Rav Huna, a guy is able to say that the only reason I didn't give him a cha'an is nobody's there, So then, what's to prevent him from saying that? Omar Abaye, why is that a problem? Man Masir Abati. Who, anyway, you're going to be able to get as an aide that people were there for all 6 years, for all 3 years anyway, even doing the imamah? It's going to be, generally speaking, it's Shivavit. It's the immediate neighbors. But immediate neighbors are nosy bodies. And they know not only about the daytime, they know about the nighttime. And if people leave the house late at night, they hear and they run to the window and they want to see who's there and so on. So therefore, if they say, look, the guy never moved out, that's for sure. There was never a moving truck there. If he had his stuff and has been there the whole time, we never saw them leaving in the middle of the night. So then that would be sufficient to be considered to be Eidus B'yom V'Layla. Rava Amar. Rava says, I have a very simple solution. We have real Eidus, that they were there B'yom V'Layla, not jumping to conclusions, the way the neighbors. It's very simple. All we would need is Kigon de Atu Betre. We'd need two people to come in as Eidim. And what they have to say is, V'amri Ananandu Agrinamine. We rented the house from this guy who was there for 3 years because we were there for 3 years as his renters. And we can be made that we were there every single minute of the 3 years. We never moved out even for a night. V'darina Betlat Shnin B'yamama Uba Laila. And so therefore, because certainly renting out a house for 3 years to somebody else and not getting a complaint for the ostensible owner is a perfectly valid chazaka, and therefore this is a good chazaka without coming on to Shivati. Omalei Rav Yehma Rav Ashi. Rav Yehma Taina to Rav Ashi, that would be horrible to accept Edim like that. Because Lamaisa, those Edim are completely Nogea Be'idut. They have to say that. Hani Nogin Be'idut Tanein, and therefore they shouldn't be trusted because they have a vested interest. The Elo Amrei Achi, if they wouldn't say that we were there for the entire period, so then what would the Bezin say to them? Aha, so you live there without establishing a chazaka. So now we're going to give it back to the original owner who does have a shtar, and you'll have to pay him. As far as the money that you paid to this phony, you know, I go try to recover it. So obviously they're not going to be interested in getting into that kind of pickle. And therefore, how can we trust them to say that they were there the whole time? Ilam Riach, if they don't say they were there the whole time, Amrinalu, we would tell them, Zil Avulu Agar Beit Alahai, go and pay this guy the rent all over again. They sure don't want that. Oh, my lace, Rav Yashi said to Rav Yehma, Rav Ashi said to Rav Yehma, you got to be kidding. I mean, is this really what you think that Rubber was talking about? About judges that are absolute disgusting amaratzim. I mean, these are daini deshvili daini. It would be the lowest class judge must have bought his way into the judiciary who would ever have paskin on that basis. Obviously, the only case that Rava was referring to, Milo Askinan, you're going to Nikita Agarbe, that's talking about, in which the people that were living there are holding the check for 3 years of rent, and they hear, copy, and they hear that people are claiming that the house didn't belong to the person they rented from. So they're going to the court to ask, Laman Leitfe, who are we supposed to pay rent to? So then the court asks them, well, can you be made that you were here for 3 years? And they say yes. So then obviously they're not Nogea Be'edus, because then they're the ones who are establishing one way or the other. What do they care who they pay? They don't mind paying the first guy or the second guy. And therefore, that's the case that Rava was referring to, that we have real Edus at every single moment they were there. Omar Mar Zotra. Ve'ita inva amar. If Lamaisa, the original owner, comes along, and he says, "Later, trace ahadi las udele the darbe tlashni the imama ubalaylia." I hold, says Mar Zutra, that be'etzem I will assume that if he doesn't have any kind of taina and stam, we have testimony that the guy was there for 3 years. We're not going to literally examine the aiden to establish that they were there every single moment. We're not going to ask them. Maybe they weren't there for one particular night. Maybe they took a vacation. That's not what we're going to ask. But if the person who has the shtar says, look, gentlemen, I came to the house on numerous occasions, and they were not there. And that's why I didn't lodge any protest. In that case, we need actual edus about those days, because if the guy says he was there, then obviously that's a proper taina. No, the Rivam asks, if it's a proper taina, so then if we don't have that information, then lechora we didn't do a proper drisha v'chakir of the Edim, right? I mean, what sense does it make to say, well, we'll assume it's okay, unless this person claims it isn't okay? I mean, if the testimony that you need is that they were literally there the whole time, so then that's what you have to ask the Edim. And if they can't tell you they were there the whole time, they're not good Edim. So how can you accept Edim and say, it's probably okay, but only if the person complains and says, but I was there and I tell you they weren't there, that only then it's not okay. Does that make sense? And Tosfos says, absolutely. It makes perfectly good sense. Because the point over here is, had the Edim said up front, look, we cannot tell you about the night. We could only tell you about the day. They still would have been kosher Edim. Because the point over here of the takana that we require the 3 years is basically a way in which we establish the balance between the two people. And this is the balance that we wanted. Normal utilization of a place. If I know that Lamais, the guy, was there during the day, that's also good chazaka. The only thing is that if the person who has the shtar has a reason to be able to justify not making a mecha, so then we run out of our balance between the inappropriate behaviors. And now it was only the person who doesn't have the shtar who was inappropriate for not keeping the shtar, because he knew perfectly well that the other guy could have showed up and not found him there. Therefore, if he taina is that I wasn't there, that's a good taina. But if he doesn't taina, it's not what we expect the Edim to tell me, that they can actually be made every single day. So that is Marzutra's approach. And in fact, Marzutra is moda that in a case where the owner was one of the Rochlin Amachazirin Ba'ayarot, he is basically a traveling salesman, and he goes from place to place, that over there, even though Afagav de Lotayin, even though he doesn't say, well, I was there and I didn't find anything, Ta'anina Le'anan, we insist that they have to have real testimony. You know why? Because people couch surf all the time. As a matter of fact, it's becoming very, very popular today. So couch surfing means it's done all the time. Kids will go into, they'll travel to London, find an apartment building, get the pattern of the occupancy, break into the homes at a time when the owner of a particular flat is not there, use his stuff, and then when they come home, immediately vacate and go take another house, another flat in the building. And they go from flat to flat, and they'll come back to the other guy's flat when he leaves. And this way you can live years like this without paying rent. And so Mamela, if he's a Reichlin, so then people know that he's a traveling salesman, that he's not around, and they're going to take advantage of exactly that kind of situation. Therefore, even though he can't tell us, well, on July 17th, I was there and nobody was there, we just know that he's been going around from place to place and he no longer has records, we'll taina for him. This guy wants to have a chazaka, he needs to actually prove that he was there the whole time. And Moda Rav Huna, who says that you need to have 3 years in a row in order to establish a chazaka, and it has to be continuously b'yom ha'malayla, he is made b'chenvita de mechuza, in the stores of mechuza. Now, mechuza was a very modern city. In a small town, a store is a place where the family of the storekeeper lives. The front room is the store, basically. It's only the large towns that have a downtown area that's not for residency, b'ikr, but for stores that are used only during the day. So if a guy is trying to establish a chazaka on that type of store, where over there, de l'yamama avida, it's only meant to be used in the daytime. L'layla lo avida. But it's not meant to be used at night at all, because these people don't live in this store. So the it's not that they couldn't live. They could. I mean, there are people who live in this type of place. So therefore, and this is how Tosfos understands it, Be'etzem, you're going to need to establish the utilization of the peiros. Utilization of peiros is 3 years of nighttime use and daytime use. That would be the utilization. Now, if you can't do that, you can establish 6 years of daytime use, because that's the equivalent of a full 3 years of the peiros. And therefore, what we're saying that Ravuna would be Maida is that in a case like that, you don't need for it to be three consecutive years. It boils down to 3 years in the course of 6 years. Now, you can see, of course, that this would be a machlokes because that's more dependent in Mikuta'ot than it is in Mefuzarot. And since Lailo Avida, why not learn that that is the full 3 years? Now, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, they had a partnership in a maid. So, Zavun Agi Amta Bahadi Adade, they bought, by pooling their funds, a particular servant, a maid servant, and they decided that they're going to, instead of writing up a contract, they're going to split the usage by a year. So, Marish Tamish Bar Rishon HaShlishit V'Chamishit, Marish Tamish Bar Shnia Revi'it V'Shishit. So they're basically every other year they would switch who gets to use it, and that way there would be no problem of forgetting the shutafut or for one trying to claim that he was a bialim because he's been using her for 3 years. Okay, so this goes on for a while, and after some years, nafak ar iluya. So somebody tainted that I never sold her. This is my original ama, and he has the shtar. And they didn't have a shtar. So Atul came to Rava. So they come to Rava. So Rava said to them, look, you guys do not have a chazaka. Amarlu, my time avditu hachi. Because think about it. Why did you set it up in such a way that each one of you uses 1 year at a time staggered in this fashion? Basically, you want to make sure that you do not have a chazaka against the other guy. So you're treating him as another person. But if that's the case, so just like you made sure that there was no chazaka because no one person had more than a year at a time, and that was sufficient for you, so then the two of you cannot be viewed as one person. And since neither of you used her for 3 years, and you kept switching back and forth, you are not a partnership because you were always trying to establish your individual rights. And therefore, we view you as two different people and nobody used her for 3 years. Now, this is only v'lo'amana the lo'kot of itida. It's only if there was no contract written out that defined the way the use was going to be done. Of a cut of itra, if there was actually a contract that defined that, and that each one would use it according to the contract 1 year at a time. So then kola itle, then everybody finds out about it, and then if the guy is not mocha, even though there's two different people using it, he can't say, well, I thought that neither of them was establishing a chazaka, because then it would be clear that the two of them together represent one ownership. Omar Rava, Ochla Kula, Chutzbi Beit Rova. We've been talking about time. Now, how about space? So you used it for 3 full years, but you didn't use the full area of the field for 3 full years. There was a small part that hadn't been used, which is Rova. It's a quarter of a kav, which is a pretty small area, a couple hundred square feet, and like a room. And you ate the entire field, and that area you did not plant. So then, Enochinami, you would be able to buy the entire field, meaning claim that you bought the entire field with chazaka. But that area, that Beit Rova, you couldn't claim you bought because you didn't use it. So Memela, the owner, can say, well, he certainly didn't buy this piece because there's no chazaka on it. Omer of Winnebreder of Yeshua. That's only if the piece of land was actually arable land, so you could have planted on it. So Amron Eladabat Zri'ahi, Avadalavbat Zri'ahi, if you couldn't have planted that piece separately anyway, so then Konile Agav Ara, then we just view it as like an extension of the field, and the chazaka on the field is also a chazaka on little pieces that are not really usable. Matkifla Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye says that makes no sense. Because according to what you're saying, if the entire area that you have is, let's say, a parking lot, so what are you saying? That there'd be no way to establish a chazaka on a parking lot. So, elamiyata tsunma. Let's say it's just a rocky area. So how are you going to have a chazaka to prove that it's yours? Obviously, it has its own type of usage. If it's a parking lot, so then you park your things there, like your animals. So then, bukume bechivata. Or you would use it for spreading out your fruits to dry out there. Or mishtecha bepeira. So if that's the case, even if this piece is part of a large field, and the rest of the field is actually for agricultural use, but this piece isn't. So on this piece, ibailelu kumi bechivata, he should have used it as a parking lot for his animal. Inami mishtecha bepeira. Or to spread out fruit there to dry, and then he would be able to be kainet. But if he doesn't do anything with it, so then he really doesn't have any chazaka at all. Sabar medayik from here, that if it was even smaller than that, then it's not choshev enough to have its own separate usage. And then ein hachinami, it would be nikna, agav the rest of the field. Now, we have some interesting cases coming up. Who the Amalei Lechaver? Guy comes to somebody else, and he says, "My ba'ita ba'ai beita, just what exactly do you think you are doing with this house?" Obviously, he's saying, "This is my house, get out." Omar Lay, so the guy says to him, "What are you talking about? I bought it from you. Minog Zavinte. I was here long enough to establish a chazaka. And, okay, I don't have a shtar. I lost it, but I certainly have been here long enough." Omar Lay, so the guy who does have a shtar is the original owner. He says, "Well, that's fascinating. This is the guest out of hell. I'm living in my master bedroom. So I'm inside there in my suite. I allow you, as a friend, to live in the sleep on the couch for 3 years. Now you come out, not only don't you not want to get out of the house, but now you want to throw me out of the house and claim that it isn't my house. I mean, this is like the ultimate." So Atala came to Reb Nachman. So they come to Reb Nachman. So Reb Nachman says to the guy who's claiming now that he has a chazaka, "Zil barora chilatecha. Look, you got to prove that you really have a chazaka, because we don't know that you were there all by yourself. So just saying that you were there doesn't prove anything. Obviously, if you're the guest of someone, so then that's not very much of a chazaka." Amale Rava. So Rava said to Reb Nachman, "Achi dina? That's how you paskin? I mean, amotzi mechaver olav araya." Look, basically, the Bezdin is going to paskin based on the nature of what they see as being muchzik. Now, obviously, Rava holds that the nature of chazaka, once we establish it as chazaka in the literal sense, means the same exact kind of chazaka that you would have on your clothes. Normally, we would say that a piece of real estate cannot be muchzak, because anybody can walk into a house, sit down in it, and say, "This is mine." So that there, you need to establish that it really is something that was yours. Mashenkein, if you're wearing clothes, so then obviously we say, "Well, where do you think I got the clothes from if they aren't mine? How am I wearing the clothes?" There we have chazak. Rava holds, once we get past the 3 years, so then the fact that we see you there is enough to be the equivalent of your wearing clothes. Therefore, Taina's Rava, from what we see, this guy is wearing the field, so to speak. Now somebody's coming along and tining that, well, maybe he's wearing the field, but Be'etzim, that doesn't mean anything, because I've been here all along. Now look, we, the Bezdin, never heard that anybody else was there. Never saw that anyone else is there. Basically, we have a new taina here by somebody who's claiming, "This guy wasn't really wearing the shirt. He was pulling the shirt out of my hand." Oh, prove it. So it should be a motzi mechaver olav araya. Why should we worry about him? I mean, hachi dina, that's what you call the din. Don't we say amotzi mechavero olav araya? So therefore, Rava says the guy who is muchzak is actually in possession. It's not that the chazaka is only a raya to his taina about his having bought it. Chazaka means what it says. It is possession. As opposed to what Reb Nachman seems to be saying, which is that chazaka is a raya to establish him as an owner. And since over a year, it's not much of a raya if the other guy was there, he has to turn it into a raya by proving that the other guy wasn't there and that he was there all along. So we have a very fundamental kind of machlokas here, in which Reb Nachman finds in his court for the one who's currently there, for the original owner, and Rava finds for the one who is currently there as being in possession. Okay? So it's a big question. problem is that in a very similar case, Rava and Reb Nachman argue the exact opposite position, where Rava actually finds for the original owner, and Reb Nachman finds for the guy who's in possession. That's crazy. What's the case? Let me tell you the case. But Rami de Rava de Rava, Varami de Reb Nachman de Reb Nachman. Let me show you that we have a contradiction here from another psak of Rava against his psak here, and another psak of Reb Nachman against Reb Nachman's psak here. Dehudi Amarle Lechavre. A guy comes and he makes a deal selling a friend, Kol Nichse Debe Bar Sisan. I bought, as you know, the famous Bar Sisan estate, and I want to sell you that whole piece of property that I've got. Now, there was in his rishos, Aveyahi Aradavi Mekarya Debe Bar Sisan. There was another piece, and there were like 30 different lots of this thing, right? The 31st lot was also called Bay Bar Sisan, had the same sign in front of it, Bar Sisan Estate Winery, right? Okay, but the guy says it may be called that, but I never bought this property from Bar Sisan. People called it because it was another high-class property, and since I owned the Bar Sisan wineries, so Lumaisa, we called this Bay Bar Sisan also, but it was never included in my purchase from Bar Sisan, and it was never meant to be included in the sale of Bar Sisan. And therefore, if you claim that this was included in a contract, prove it. Otelakami to Reb Nachman. So I come to Reb Nachman, who in our case says, well, you got to prove it if you want to buy something, right? And he says, no, you don't have to prove it. And he says, the buyer is assumed to be Zeicha in this, and Ukba Biyada de Lokeach. He puts the buyer in possession. The exact opposite of what he said here. And in that case, Rava also shouts at Reb Nachman, what? Dina Hachi? Is it not true that Amotzi Mechavero Olav Araya? I mean, shouldn't we find for the original owner? Because after all, I mean, he's got a contract that this was his. So if that's the case, it's mamish reversal, no? I mean, here Rava says that we should go according to the one who's currently the one who's assumed to be the buyer. So kasha de Rava, kasha Reb Nachman, not Reb Nachman. Says the Gemara, I don't know what you're talking about. It's completely consistent. I mean, for sure, Rava de Rava lo kashra is ridiculous. The question is who's in possession, not who's the buyer and who's the seller. Well, why are you asking a question in terms of buyer and seller? The whole point that Rava was making is that Chazaka gives him possession. In this case, the buyer was not in possession. He had a shtar for Nichse Bar Sisan. He never took possession of this property. Therefore, in the Hasa Mocher Koy Benichse, in the case of the Bar Sisan, the seller is the one who is Mochzik, because he never moved out. So he's standing there. You want to be Motzi at Miyado? So I'm saying, Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Word for word what I said in this case. I always hold Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya. So let's talk about who is the Motzi and who is the Mochzik. So in that case, the original seller is the one who is the Mochzik, because he never handed the property over. He just wrote a contract. Mashenkin over here, where the Lokeach has the Chazaka, so then it's the Lokeach who's Koy Benichse. Since he's the Chazaka, you want to take it away from him based on the taina that, well, I was inside the house the whole time. I don't know. I never heard about that. If you claim that, prove it. Because you're the Motzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Because certainly, prima facie, what I see is that the other guy is there. So why should we say that you were in the master bedroom the whole 3 years? So that's Rava. Rava is totally consistent. And the truth is, Reb Nachman is also consistent. It's not, certainly not inconsistent. Reb Nachman, not Reb Nachman, nami lo kasha. Because, look, the guy says, I'm selling you the Bay Bar Sisan. The land is called Bay Bar Sisan. He writes a contract to that effect, right? So, keep in the armor of Bay Bar Sisan. Umekarya de Bay Bar Sisan. So then, obviously, a lady de rami le giluye de lav bar sisan. I mean, we can only go according to language, and to claim therefore that the buyer's got to prove that it's Bar Sisan. The norm is, the assumptive correct understanding of the nature of the contract is that all properties that would be called Bar Sisan are on Bar Sisan. So therefore, unless the seller can prove that it's not Bar Sisan, so Aleidi De Rami Le Gluya De Lav Bar Sisan, otherwise we're going to give it to the buyer. Mashenkein Avalhacha, look, says Reb Nachman, a chazaka is no better than a shtar, right? What you're saying is the chazaka helps to back up his taina. Fine. But it certainly is not going to back up his taina more than a shtar would back up his taina. So let's say a guy actually brings a shtar. And let's view this chazaka as the equivalent of having walked into court with a shtar. Now the other person says, well, this shtar is not a good shtar. It's a forgery. So what would we say? No. What would we say to the guy? We'd say, well, we don't care. You say it's a forgery. We're looking at a shtar. It looks okay to us. No, it's not what we would say. We would say, go and be mekayem the shtar and get witnesses that could testify that this is his handwriting and it's not a forgery, or get the original witnesses to testify, and then we'll accept your shtar. So why don't we say exactly the same thing as a chazaka? He's saying, I have a chazaka. Well, you're right. It looks like a chazaka, smells like a chazaka, but this guy is saying that it's a forgery of a chazaka. No, good, so go be mekayem. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying you can't just see what it looks like. You got to be able to know your facts. And the Mela, I say, you want to keep it? Then you're the one who's got to prove. Zil kayem achilotcha, so to speak. So go be mekayem it, and then we'll be happy to give it to you. But as long as you can't show that the guy was not in the house, then we're not going to give you based on a forgery of a chazaka. Omer Avuna, Shalosh Shanim, Shamru, Shachlan Ritzufot. Maika Mashma, Tadinach, Es Katan, Shalosh Shanim, Miyom Liyom. Ma, the Teme, Miyom Liyom, Lafuke, Mekutaot, but Liol, Lama, Filo, Mefuzarot. Go Mashmala. Omer Av Chama, Umoder Avuna, Ba'atre, the Muvri Bagi. Oh, Pshita. Aha, Lo Tzricha, the Ika, the Mover, Vika, the Lom Over. And this guy, Dafka, was the one who was Mover left it fallow. So Ma'al Zatema Matzi Amalei. Well, if it was really yours, who he boy look all of Mizra, Kamashman, the Amalei, look, it's too expensive. I can't afford it. B'choda ara b'kule bagi lo matzina linata. I can't pay for a shomer. The Inami, or he can tain about g'nechli dav the tvei. It's not. Cheskat ha-batim. Now look, I buy it. How am I going to get proof that it was there at night? B'yamama yadi b'layla lo yadi. And nonetheless, it's okay. So apparently you don't have to be there the whole time. Omer Abaye, no. Man maser abatim shivavi. Shivavi midi yadi biyamama ubalayla. Rava Omar, very simple. We could happen the case where he rented it out. An auto betreva amri. Anana agrina mine. Vidarina betelachnin biyamama ubalayla. Omer le reviemel ravashi. How can you accept them? Hani nogin beedutan. Hani nogin beedutanin. Come on, man, it's Daina Shvila Yachidine. Milas Ginan, you're going to Nikite Agarbeta, the army Laman late. Omar Marzutra, the Ita Inviomar, late to trace Ahadila Sudelai, the Darbet Lach Nibi Mamu Balailia, so then to Anita Taine. Umodi Marzutra. Barochlin Hamakazirin by Yarot Avagav the Lota and Ninle Anan. Umoda Ravuna Bechanvata de Machuza, which is Liamama Avida Lila Lo Avida, that you actually don't have to be there at night. Rami Barchoma Ravuka Barchoma Zavana Amtabadiada. Marish Tamish Barishonish Vishit Vahamishit. Umarish Tamish Barshinia Revit Vishit. Nothing are Iluye. Otulakami de Rava Marlu, my time Avdito Hachi only Keeka de Lotakasko Adade. So if that's the case, Keeka de Litrulo Havikazaka, Liamanamilo Havikazaka. Velo Arma under the Lokot of Itra, Avokot of Itra Kola Itle. Omar Rava, Ochla Kula, Chutzbi Beit Rova, Kona Kula, Chutzbi Beit Rova. Chutzbi Beit Rova, Kona Kula, Chutzbi Beit Rova. Omar Vunabred of Yeshua Lo Amran. Ella the Batsriyahi. Havalav Batsriyahi. Konevle Agav Ara. Maske lo Rabbi be Barabai alamiata tsunma b'maikne. La bukumi bechiyuto mishtcha b'peri. So if that's the case, achinami boile lakumi bechiyuto. Inami mishtcha b'peri. Ahudi homale lachavre. Mai baita bai beta. Omale minoch zavinte veachili chne chazoka. Omale, well, very nice. Ana b'shkuna gavoy ave yasivna. Ata the kamidir of Nachman, Omalei zilbro rachilatcha. Omalei rava hachi dina. Hamotzimi chaviro alava raya. Verami de rava ada rava, verami de rib Nachman ada rib Nachman. De ahudi omalei chavre kol nixe de vevar sisan mazvina lecha. Ave ahu arad avi mikari de vevar sisan. Amale, I love the Vevar Sisan. He created the Makai, the Vevar Sisan. Oto the Kami, the Reb Nachman, Vukman, we got a Lokiah. Amale, Rava, what? Dino Hachem, what's the Bechavel of Araya? Kasha, the Rava, Kasha, Nachman, Reb Nachman. The Rava, Lokasha, some Mocha, Koi, Benixia, Lokiah, Koi, Benixia. The Reb Nachman, the Reb Nachman, Lamin, Lokasha. Give it Amale, the Vevar Sisan. The Makai, the Vevar Sisan. Ala di de Ram, like Yeluye, the Lav Bar Sisan. Aval Hach, Aloye, Ladakish Torah. Milo Amrin, like Kayem Starcha, the Kumbenixia.